producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Oh, good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Second hour, we're going to have the return of the guys from Texas Law Shield, Michelle Byington, Edwin Walker. They're going to be with us. They've been quite busy doing their thing. They are expanding, and as they do, more work comes in. Today, the glorious leader has woken up like Bill Clinton did 10 years ago. He has woken up, and he has a new political landscape with which to deal. And this is great. It's stupendous. It's a slowdown on things. But at the same time, let's talk a little bit about reality. Now, as far as new gun control is concerned, I don't find it very likely that the Republicans are going to take that up. The first thing I'm wondering about is Mitch McConnell going to look at all the stuff, you know, the House passed 240, 250 bills and sent them to the Senate, and they're all sitting in the inbox of Harry Reid, which he'll soon be vacating that office, and then Mitch McConnell will sit down to it. I'm wondering if he's going to actually look at some of those and say, well, we need to take these up. So that's the first thing I'm wondering about. They also have a new Attorney General fight they're going to have to be involved in, and Surgeon General fight they're going to be involved in. You know, there's always the specter of Obama with his recess appointments, which McConnell and company will have to keep a very close eye on. Hopefully something will start to move in the Senate. Hopefully something will start to move in the Senate. There's a great many things they need to address, of course. Now, as far as I'm concerned, one of the things they could do, it's been sitting tabled since the 1970s. There was something called the Treaty on Treaties that was something out of the UN back in the 70s during the Nixon era. And this Treaty on Treaties, which was signed by Nixon but was never ratified by the Senate, basically says that if the United States signs a treaty, unless it's voted on up or down, it can be binding to the United States, which I don't really know how they enforce that, but, you know, that's beyond, we're talking politics here. They need to go ahead and pull that up and put it to a vote. Because if they were to take the Treaty on Treaties and vote it down, I think it was put together in Versailles, as a matter of fact, how lovely. If they were to take the Treaty on Treaties and vote it down, then they can look at Obama and say, guess what? The Arms Trade Treaty, not happening. Climate Change Treaty, not happening. No more binding stuff on us. So this will be something that I'll be calling my respective senators, Scott and Graham, and asking them to take up. That's something the Senate could do. Because I think for the short term, except in the States, now, it was stupendous last night watching all of these things happen. It was great. But in the background, what also happened was in Washington State, I-594 passed. And I don't know how the Hickenlooper-Beaupres race turned out. I expected Hickenlooper to lose that, and it looked like he might have won it. I don't know about the Alabama vote. I did not see that, Hayseed. So in the beginning, All right. One thing that we've got to exercise with these guys, we've got to look at them as children. These new senators, the new Republican majority, we've got to look at them as children and us as parents. So we have to be patient with them because some of these guys are completely wired tight into the Washington way of doing things, which is a lot of, you know, a lot of rhetoric and not much action. So we're going to have to lead them by the hand. Each state, each group of activists is going to have to lead them by the hand and bombard them with, I'd like to see this happen, I'd like to see that happen, you know, all that other stuff. And there's a great many things they can do to enhance the security of the United States that keeps us in the background, which is good if they were to do this. Right now, OPEC, the Saudis are driving the price of oil down. Because they're trying to run the American frackers out of business. We need to open that up wide open and go ahead and play that game with them. Because we've got enough oil in the United States, in our territory, to obliterate OPEC if we just go and get it. We can take OPEC completely out of the game. If we have energy security that enhances the nation's security, then you and I can sit in the background and just continue to wait. That's one less thing for us to worry about. That's one less thing that might cause a collapse. Trade deficits, well, they're not so bad, but the overall deficit in the United States, the overall government debt, that needs to have a look. That needs to have a look. Although, as far as the paper money is concerned, next week, Lock and Load is getting involved in something where you can go out and buy physical gold and get into the physical gold market for as little as between $45 and $58. And you can have physical gold. So if you're a little concerned about the paper money, I've got something to help you out with that, but something needs to be done about the currency. And somebody needs to, now that we've got the Senate, maybe now would be the time for federal reciprocity. And then maybe New Jersey and New York and all these other states that completely repress their citizens could get out there and look out and say, well, now we too could carry guns. And oh, what a great thing it would be for those citizens. What a great thing it would be. But short term, okay, maybe till the second quarter of next year, we don't need to look for too much. You know, I could be wrong about this. They've got a lot of stuff they got to clear up coming into it. And they've got a lot of things they're going to have to do that is new business within the Senate. Plus, we're going to have to watch and see what happens between now and January the 5th or 7th or whenever they're sworn in. But happily, Harry Reid has less to do. I was so tired of that old man. So tired of that old man. I was tired of him going to Nevada and talking about a bunch of people that wanted to back up a rancher that they sent 200 heavily armed Bureau of Land Management people. I was tired of him calling those folks that said, this is unjust. I was tired of him calling them domestic terrorists. I was tired of that. I was very tired of that. I'm tired of him claiming to be pro-Second Amendment and never actually showing us anything that looks even remotely pro-Second Amendment. I'm tired of that, too. So, all things said and done, great night last night. The voters spoke. The voters made this happen. It wasn't money. A great deal of money was spent. When you think, I mean, do you ever sit back and just say, you know, we worry about the war on poverty, but we're spending, I think in this cycle, a grand total of $4 billion was spent to get jobs ranging from, $171,000 a year to whatever a governor made. Various states. The governor's cleaned up too. We now, red states outnumber the blue states altogether. But that's neither here nor there. Harry Reid has been retired as the majority leader. And remember what he set up. He's the one that set up the nuclear option. He's the one that set up a whole bunch of things out there so that they can get their guys passed. And if Mitch McConnell has anything resembling a male reproductive system, he's going to leave that stuff in place. Leave it in place. If it was good enough for you, Harry, you pencil-necked old man who should retire, it's good enough for everybody else. I'm just sitting here liking it. Reid said, of course, said this is an indication we should all work together. We'll be right back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
Have you ever heard of a Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle? I was over at my buddy Mark's house the other night, and there he was in the shop working away on his new toy, a Ghost 80% AR-15. He said he bought it from Guns80.com because they got a great deal right now, and he just wanted to experience building his own firearm. And you know Mark, he doesn't want a lot of unnecessary red tape attached, if you know what I mean. He said he had to pay no DROS fees. There was no 10-day waiting period. He said he can register it as a pistol if he wants. And the best part, it's 100% legal in most states if it's completed by the owner. Hey, it looks like a pretty easy project to me. So I just went to Guns80.com myself and ordered mine. I can't wait to get it built. I hope it gets here soon. Hey, get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Prices have never been better, and you can go right now to Guns80.com. That's Guns 80, the number's 80, Guns80.com. See you on the range. Get yours today.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in America studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Now, I've talked about this before, and I'm actually going to ask the Law Shield people this talk about this when they get here. But I was thinking about this last night, and I have custom guns and I have stock guns, and I've heard the argument. Well, if you have your custom gun and you use it in a self-defense situation, you're going to lose it for a little while, if not altogether. Valid. It is a valid point. However, with two of my custom guns, I have a warranty that covers that. I have a warranty that covers that. The reason that a lot of people, the other reason people have about not carrying a custom gun is that the way a prosecutor would look at you in a self-defense shooting if they decided to try to prosecute you on it. Now, take, for example, my Salient Tier 1 Glock 34. This gun is 2 years old. Highly modified. It has a distinctive look to it, but it's the internals that actually make the difference to it. The sights are not high visibility sights. They're just sort of a black blade. There's no dots on them or anything. They're not night sights by any stretch of the imagination. There is a fiber optic in the front sight. I'm almost certain that a prosecutor would look at me carrying this gun and say, he's a mad dog. He obviously has been training to kill people. However, now, here's my Smith & Wesson M&P that I just got the other day, and it has a reset trigger stock right out of the box. Wow. This gun in its standard configuration has three dot sights. They are high-vis sights, and it has this Picatinny rail on the bottom of it. A prosecutor, if he decides to come after you, is going to come after you anyway. He's going to come after you anyway. I have been carrying this gun, and I will continue to carry this gun from time to time. However, I had a thought. I had this thought. Now, what we're seeing right now in the United States as armed citizens is we're seeing these lone wolf terrorists that seem to get out there and operate. And with somebody, I don't know what the difference is between, but let's talk about that guy we talked about yesterday, that the hammer assault guy out of Vegas. If I'm across the road and he runs up on some woman and starts beating her in the face with a hammer, I'm going to want to put him down, and I will legally be justified in doing so. So do I want to employ my custom handgun while at the same time thinking I might have it taken away from me? The short answer is, here is a strong point of custom handgun for me, okay? Trigger. The trigger gives me greater control, and it gives me greater accuracy. Likewise, with the treatment of the barrel, this is actually a KKM barrel that Salient put in this gun. So I've got two factors that are going to help me with accuracy, which means I'm going to shoot and I'm going to hit what I'm shooting at and not over-penetrate because I got self-defense ammo in the gun. And at the same time, I'm not going to miss. So I'm not going to over-penetrate. I'm not going to miss. And I'm going to deal with putting this guy down. And I'm going to be able to do it quick with this gun. I have a high degree of confidence in this gun. One of the things about Salient is that if you use a Salient firearm in self-defense and you lose that firearm, they'll replace it. I don't know if we've ever said that on air, but I mean, if I use this in self-defense and I am exonerated, but I've lost the gun, and that does happen from time to time, they'll replace this gun. No deductible, no insurance. That's just part and parcel of what they do. Which is good, because that would be a gigantic economic hit. Would I feel any less confident using this? I haven't trained with this. I've run about 3,000 rounds through this gun. I haven't trained with this. Now, I have shot many of these with worse triggers, and I know these guns function very well. I haven't trained with this one in particular. So for right now, I'm going to take a class with this one. But for right now, this one is getting benched, if you will. And I'm going to go with this. And if you have a custom gun, if it's a gun that you have trained with extensively, in this era of the lone wolf, that's what you need. Whatever gun you've trained with the most, whether it's custom or not, that's what I would recommend you carry, simply because of your overall familiarity with the weapon. But carry one that you have trained with and that you have a high degree of confidence with. And competence as well. Competence helps. I'm not going to worry about the weapon being taken from me, because if I have to employ this in self-defense with the hammer guy in Las Vegas, he was just looking for people out there. In Australia the other day, they caught a bunch of terrorists that were just going to go out and start lopping off heads randomly. How do you deal with the random beheader or the random hammer beater? You deal with it with this. And you deal with it quickly. Minimize the loss of innocent life. And that's just my two cents on that. I'm not going to be concerned with the police coming up and taking this from me. Not if it saves my life. Not if it saves my family's life. Not if it saves some other innocent bystander's life. I'm not going to be concerned with a gun being lost. Chances are it's not going to be. I'll get it back at some point. I just got to make sure when they take it that they understand not to mar the outside of it. But I'm not going to be concerned with that. Because if my life is in the balance, in that moment, if you've ever been in one of those moments, when all of that is going down, you're sitting there and you're thinking about it and you're thinking, if I could just have tomorrow, oh, I would change. And I've had that thought. I have drawn a gun twice. Didn't have to shoot anybody, thank God. But I have done it, and that was happening in my head, because I didn't, I was up, I was ready. I didn't know where it was going to go next. I had a pretty good idea of what was going to happen next, because I knew what I was going to do if they took one more step. And I knew how that was going to play out. But I'm no longer concerned with, if I carry this and I use it, I might lose it. I'm not going to go that way. I'm not going to go the surfer route. Hey, yo, this is the most bodacious gun. I don't want it to go away. I'm not worried about it no more. Just my thought on it. Not going to worry about it too much. Simply because I know that with this gun, if I've got it out and I bring it up on a target, I'm going to hit it. And I know that I can hit it really, really fast. And if they aren't Michael Myers from Halloween, if they should go down. I do consider all kinds of variables when I'm thinking self-defense. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. Every time we come back, I have to keep from gut laughing. I was asked on Facebook, what are the costs associated with doing something a la Salient? With Salient Arms, as far as a gun is concerned, for me, 90% of the gun's usability is going to be the trigger. How is the trigger? Salient, one of the only things that Salient will do that is piecemeal is the trigger. And what they would typically want you to do is send them the gun and they will hand fit the trigger to your gun. And that can work with the M&P, that can work with the Glock. There's quite a few guns that actually do that too. Not every gun. Okay? Not every gun. The Salient trigger, which I highly recommend, compared to other triggers, it's about where all other custom triggers are, the price point of it, $263. Installed. They take it and hand fit it to it. You can send your entire lower if you have one of the polymer guns. And they'll do the stippling job and everything for that. I don't know what the price point on that for all of the lower work that they'll do. But the trigger, the thing about the trigger on the, especially the Glock trigger and the Salient, or excuse me, the M&P, out of the box, both Glock and Smith have a little bit of take up before you get to what I call the wall. And the wall is the breaking point of the trigger. This is where it's getting really dangerous. And it probably varies a little bit from gun to gun because, you know, they're the springs. So it probably varies a little bit from gun to gun. Salience trigger, which the key to shooting fast is to knowing where the trigger resets. If you know where the trigger resets, then you can shoot fast. And in self-defense, you want to shoot as fast and accurately as you can. It may not be as fast as I do it. I may not be as fast as the next guy that does it. You want hits, and the trigger has a large part of to do with that as far as how well the trigger works. So the salient trigger has no take-up. When you place your finger on the trigger, it is dangerous at that point. There's no take-up to it. A slight convulsion will fire it. They're all set at 3.5 pounds pull. And for you 1911 shooters, this feels like a 1911 trigger. As far as the travel that's needed to make it break the wall and the reset travel that you have to take it out to in order to make it reset. If you don't want to, I mean, doing a salient gun, if you go tier one, you're looking at $2,300 just for the work. Just for the work. And that's if you don't get a barrel. That's if they just do their little treatment coating the barrel, stock barrel. Is it worth it? Yes, it is, because overall the gun has a completely different feel to it. The way it functions, the way it shoots, you know, I don't know how to quantify it to you verbally, but it just, there's no muzzle flip. The muzzle flip impulse is just about eliminated, and the gun is lighter. The Glock 34 loaded is lighter than the stock Glock 26 loaded with fewer rounds. It weighs less. So somehow or other, I think they dance around it or something. I'm not sure. But $263. Now, Salient is not the only game in town. One of the things about the Glock trigger, if you're not concerned with the take-up on it, Glock 34s and Glock 35 stock come with a 3.5 pound trigger. So you can order that connector at your local gun shop. It'll probably cost you $6. You still have the take-up. You still have a plastic trigger. That's the other thing about the salient trigger. It's steel. Aircraft grade aluminum. Aluminum. That's how they say you're supposed to say it. But you can modify it with a Glock part and take it to 3.5 pounds. And no, that's not a hair trigger. Most people I know are very happy with a 5.5 pound trigger. And they train with a 5.5 pound trigger. And if that's what you train with, by all means, carry it. But when I'm carrying a gun for self-defense, I'm looking for every little percentage that I can grab as far as an advantage. That's what I want. I want every little percentage I can grab as far as an advantage. So you can go the high-dollar route. The high-dollar route is, you know, salient. $263. You send your gun to them. When you get it back, it will be different. Oh, yeah, it'll be different, and it'll be different in a good way. And you can start if you need to work on more of a budget. I mean, you can buy 1,000 rounds of ammo for a 9mm nowadays and go train with that for $200 in some places. If you'd rather just go the lighter weight pull, go get the connector. Go get the connector. And when you do that, you will be customizing your gun. Which, you know, I don't know if the mechanics of that would come out prosecutorially. But I'm sure somebody might say something. But if you don't volunteer any information or anything like that, I don't know how many tests they actually run on a gun beyond the superficial. I'm sure they would look at mine and think I'm a mad dog, which is fine. I'll be a mad dog that persevered. I have no issues with that whatsoever. None. But we're going to talk the stock versus custom gun, and we'll find out the legalities of it on everything else out there. But, I mean, some of the things I point out to you, like the sheath underwear. The sheath underwear is a minor thing. It's a minor thing. But it gives you a percentage of less distraction, guys. It gives you a percentage less distraction as far as what's going on around you. And for preppers and for people of self-defense, I mean, underwear is the only thing that hasn't evolved with the rest of the uniform for combat. And now that's evolved. So, you know. Now that's evolved. So, and by the way, if I didn't mention this, I think I mentioned it the other day. If you go to sheathunderwear.com and use promo code FRADY, you're going to get 20% off. And I'm going to be ordering. I'm getting rid of everything I've got except for sheath. I'm wearing them. I have been wearing them. They work. It's now I'm being told I'm Mad Dog Freddy. But trigger makes a difference. It's the first thing that you can do to a gun that will actually make a difference as far as your capability, speed. Speed is a very important thing. A gunfight is going to be over quick. It's going to be over in a matter of seconds. And whoever is getting the hits is going to win the gunfight. And whoever, with this gun, if all things being equal, if this comes out, I'm going to win the gunfight. I'm going to win the gunfight. That simple. I have very, very high degree of confidence in that gun. I have the same degree of confidence in the Salient Glock 20. And I may carry that for, I've shot this gun, I've shot the 34 more than the 20 because ammo for the 10 millimeter is just, like twice the price of 9 millimeter ammo. So I shoot this more often. But that's my two cents on it. If you're going to carry a gun, the gun you carry, whichever gun you carry, if you've trained with 20 different guns and you have a high degree of confidence in all 20 different guns, hey, pick out the gun that goes with your shoes. And don't worry about it. If you trained with one gun, almost exclusively with one gun or one platform, that's one reason I like Glock. I've trained a lot with all of them in the 9mm range. Carry that. But do carry it. By all means, do carry it. It's your decision. We'll be right back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
Americans, you are being lied to. Does your skin crawl when a politician or a stock market guru say that we are in the midst of an economic recovery? According to top insiders, the largest financial meltdown in history is coming. You can prepare, but if you're living paycheck to paycheck, how do you find the cash? If you're fortunate enough to have retirement savings, it's probably not enough. And if it's in the market, it could be wiped out just like the last crash. But this time, it will almost certainly be much worse. Precious metals are a great hedge, but they won't generate immediate cash flow to pay the bills. Learn the secret to creating cash flow and freedom. Get a free copy of my special report at babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 800-704-4117. That's 800-704-4117 or visit babyboomerbackupplan.com. Traditional retirement may not be in the cards, but re-inspirement can change everything. babyboomerbackupplan.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. In the chat room, Lazy Ray had made a point about petrodollars and how if the primarily what would happen is if the world currency did not become the dollar, then we're in deep, deep, deep kimchi. Next week, and let me tell you a little story. When I started in radio, a group got behind me, and they wanted to put up billboards around the city of Columbia, South Carolina. They decided we had to have six. And the price tag for those six was going to be $16,000. I thought that was the craziest thing I'd ever heard. And then they showed me how much money they had to work with, and then they went to work. And what they did was they were buying and selling gold. And they bought and sold gold for about 2 or 3 months, and they would plow the profit right back into it every time they sold. And in 3 months, billboards went up. Now, during that time, I never physically saw a lick, not a gram of gold. I didn't ever see that. This was all on paper. But gold back then was fluctuating. Right now, gold is artificially depressed. The price of that is down. It's down lower than it was 4 years ago, no doubt about it. But the good thing about gold right now being at the price it is, this is the best time ever to get into gold. Next week, I'm going to bring to you a method. I'm going to have a website for you to go to. It's going to be my website. I'm going to have a way for you to go in and start buying physical gold somewhere at a rate between $44 and $58 at a pop. And you're going to get physical gold for this. You're going to get whatever the going rate is for that. And then you have something that actually has value over and above the dollars you spent for it that particular time. And then you have that hedge against uncertainty. I'm going to buy a few of these. Well, I'll probably buy about 10 of them. And then I'll probably put them in my bag right next to the rations and the spare ammo. because there's going to be a few things that I definitely am going to. I'm going to need water. I'm going to need food. I'm going to need ammo. And I'm going to need some form of hard currency, real currency, something I can barter. And it's going to be gold. And in the form that this can be sold in, that this is being sold in, this is going to be something you can easily transport clandestinely. And it is real physical gold. Real physical gold. When I get my first one, you don't have to take my word for it. When I get my first one, I'm going to film, going to a jeweler. I know a jeweler that I can go to. He's very gun friendly. And we're going to film going to a jeweler, and I'm going to let him inspect the gold. If I take the card to him that's holding the gold, if I take that to him and he tells me, this isn't real gold, then I'm severing my relationship. But it's already, I know this has already been tested, so I know that's not going to be something that happens. But I'm going to have him verify the weight of the gold, and there's going to be certain annotations that come along with it that jewelers, for example, will recognize as to the purity and everything else. And I'm going to put that out there for you. I'm going to let you see it. And then I'm going to have a place for you to go. I'm going to have a place for you to go if that's something you want to get into. I'm going to get into it. I'm going to get into it simply because everything I do is a hedge against uncertainty. And if I collect rations and ammo and gold and guns and everything else, and I never use them, well, that was good. And I can leave them to my children. And they can have them as a hedge against uncertainty when I'm gone and not no longer on the scene. It perpetuates itself. And gold has perpetuated itself for a long time. So that's all coming up next week. That's all going to be coming up next week. This is a relatively new thing. A lot of people that I respect, even at Genesis Communications, have started participating in it. And, because I do respect them, it's a resounding endorsement for me to get involved in it. And I'm going to set up a way to where you can get involved in it at the same price I'm doing it in. So anyway, that's coming up next week. On the eve of the election yesterday, the Department of Justice, with the outgoing Attorney General Eric Holder, the only Attorney General ever held in criminal contempt, dumped 64,000 Fast and Furious documents that were held under Obama's executive privilege. I guess this was about, now they can walk around and say, hey, we voluntarily gave up the documentation. What's the problem? But now the House Oversight Committee gets 64,280 redacted Operation Fast and Furious documents held under President Obama's assertion of executive privilege for the last going on 3 years. They were originally ordered to turn over the Vaughn Index, if you remember, the list of documents and explanations to go with them. But, now they've done this dump. Darrell Issa said, when Eric Holder wants to know why he was the first attorney general held in criminal contempt of Congress, he can read the judge's order that compelled the production of 64,280 pages that he and President Obama illegitimately and illegally withheld from Congress. Since these pages still do not represent the entire universe of the documents, the House of Representatives is seeking, related to the DOJ cover-up of the botched gun-walking scandal that contributed to the death of a Border Patrol agent, our court case will continue. I am deeply concerned that some redactions to these documents may still be inappropriate and contrary to the judge's order in that case. This production is nonetheless a victory for the legislative branch, a victory for transparency, and a victory for efforts to check executive branch power. As the production is extensive and may contain sensitive information, our investigative staff will be carefully examining the documents turned over last night. If they're redacted, they're not complete, so they need to continue to press on. Continue to press on and push and push and push. I want to see Eric Holder taken away in handcuffs. I want to see the elements of the ATF, the FBI, and the executive branch that were involved in this murder, this government-sanctioned enabling of murder. I want to see those guys taken away in handcuffs. I want to see them go to a real jail, okay, a real jail. I don't want to see them go to some white-collar criminal colony where they can, play badminton and and sip mint juleps in the sun under a parasol. I want to see them in a jail, in a penitentiary, in an institution, as the guys call them that work there. I want to see them in that kind of an institution, and I'm not concerned with anything else that happens once they go behind the walls. They were complicit in murder. Murder, murder, murder. Not inadvertent death. They've been smuggling guns to gangs in Chicago. They have another 8 operations that have occurred all over the place. And the Mexican one, Fast and Furious, that has contributed to the death of probably thousands of Mexican civilians that we don't know about because they have forgotten to leave the guns there. They need to go away. They need to go away for a time, and then later on down the road, TMZ can say, today Eric Holder got out of jail. The 89-year-old octogenarian looked quite the worse for wear. And that's fine. That's fine. Still be in love. Love Eric Holder. Love Eric Holder. Some of these pundits out there look at Eric Holder and say, he's not political. Chuck Todd, you're an imbecile, Chuck Todd. You are an imbecile. How does somebody become that divorced from reality? As to get out there and talk about that. Before we flip into the next hour, a Colorado Springs woman living alone in a rented home shot a home intruder, shot and killed a home invader that wouldn't stop advancing on her because she had a gun. He kept coming. She was very upset that she had to kill someone to protect herself, but she's alive to be upset, which is a good thing. Warning shots, there's some people that are saying that she should have fired warning shots. Why? That's a waste of good ammo. If somebody's coming at you, and you fire a warning shot, that means you have to take your gun off target in order to fire the warning shot. Now, if you want to be technical about it, if you fire one and you hit him center mass, you can't say, no, that's a warning. Because, like I said, 90% of the time, if somebody's heart is still beating when they get to the hospital, they could be saved. I'm not going to be concerned with that. I didn't get up in the morning saying, hey, you know what? I'd like to be robbed so I can practice my marksmanship. I don't ever say that. I just want to have my latte and go about my day. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Texas Law Shield on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 880.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic
historic lows. You can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.